USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is backpedaling after President Biden denied a report that the government is planning on paying illegal immigrant families who were separated at the border.
That's how we got here, is because of the last administration. This is what we're trying to deal with here in this administration.
Deputy Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre confirming negotiations are taking place to settle lawsuits brought by the families separated during the Trump administration. On Wednesday, Biden calling the report saying his administration plans to pay $450,000 to illegal immigrant families garbage, adding that's not going to happen. The DOJ suing Texas over its new election law. AG Merrick Garland saying SB 1 violates the Voting Rights Act and Civil Rights Act by making it harder for people to vote. USA Radio News.
From city streets to back roads, from road warrior to carpooler, there are some things you can always count on. Like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
Just in time for Christmas, Mike Lindell has dropped the price of the standard classic MyPillow, regularly $69.98 to $19.98. Now, queen and king size slightly higher, but that price includes a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow with you anywhere. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs and give MyPillow for Christmas.
More details are coming out regarding a vaccine mandate.
The Occupational Safety and Hazard Administration, or OSHA, is giving employers with more than 100 employees a January 4th deadline to comply with President Biden's COVID-19 vaccine mandate and threatening thousands of dollars in fines for defiant businesses. Considering an airborne virus outside of a hospital environment a work hazard is a first for the agency. Separate from OSHA, the Center for Medicaid and Medicare Services are issuing a rule to require health workers in facilities that participate in Medicare and Medicaid be fully vaccinated. The CMS rule also goes into effect January 4th. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A more than 12-hour pursuit of a stolen big rig in Southern California has ended peacefully. The suspect continued to drive the big rig at speeds of up to 60 miles an hour on blown-out tires and remained inside the truck until he was approached by SWAT officers in armored vehicles. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Thursday morning's report by the Labor Department shows 269,000 Americans filing initial jobless claims last week. That's 14,000 fewer than the week before and the lowest total in 20 months. Richard Allison is a CEO of Domino's. He tells CNBC hiring has been a challenge for them.
You know, Andrew, you're right. You know, it certainly impacted us here at Domino's and broadly across the restaurant industry. It's one of the tightest labor markets we've seen in a long time. So, you know, a lot of things that, you know, that we're trying to do, you know, under our control to affect, you know, the outcomes here. We've been raising wages, you know, in our corporate stores and in our supply chain centers, adding benefits, you know, improving our processes and bringing technology forward to improve worker productivity in our stores. But it's a challenging time for sure.
The ACLU is pushing President Biden to keep his word and pay big bucks to illegal immigrant families who were separated at the border during the Trump administration. Republicans like Texas Senator John Cornyn believe that's a crazy idea.
This is another example of the Biden administration continuing to offer incentives for people to illegally immigrate to the United States.
There are reports the White House is considering paying $450,000, the president calling those reports garbage. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.